Welcome to Plato's worship service once again. My name is Chung-ho Kwon. I'm one of the pastors here. I hope you were there, one of our wonderful, beautiful, celebrative Christmas Eve services. We had five services, and each one was beautiful, meaningful, and we had a wonderful celebration of the birth of Christ. And we learned about how the joy doesn't need much room. We learned it doesn't have to be grand or noticed, and we thought about a joy, small or big, can come, be experienced in this time, in this season. And I had a lot of fun in Christmas season with my family, and honestly, I feel a little under weather right now. I got too much fun, I guess. And I visited, my friends, family visited us, and we had a good short family trip, and we got a lot of food, and yeah, it was joyful, and the promotional video we just watched, yeah, it was it's a beautiful Christmas to me. But the Christmas we had, it's not done yet. Christmas just began. One of the best part of Christmas, make the season meaningful, is the Plaidwood's Christmas gift. I don't know the total amount yet. We raised a good amount last year, used to support the people and families in need in our community last year. It should be announced soon, and I'm excited to hear how it can, it's a bigger and good, joyful thing we have made together in this time. Today, the last day of 2023. Yes, you made it. Well done. Great job. Whether you like it or not, whether you expected it, it worked in that way or not, it's almost done. I don't know, you remember the last day of 2022. I believe every new year we try to make a fresh start, to wipe the slate clean, and to commit to something new and different to start over. I did it on the last day and the first day of this time of last year. Maybe this year time is not to start something new today, right? Maybe just to reflect on what already have done. And the stories we had, we learned from our life and from our faith, and we like to reflect on those things today together. Before we start all over, think about it. Why do we look back 2023? It is not because we regret what we have done or what have not done. And we need to remember the story and the moment defining you and your life in 2023. What was the moment changed you, your life, or your family's life entirely in 2023, whether you wanted it or not? Have you had a God moment this year? Did God send someone to give you a pep talk when you needed it? Did you feel the warmth of God's hand from someone gave their hands to you? And did you feel God's presence in the moment when you feel like walking down the darkest valley in your life? I believe God was with me because I believe my God, your God, our God is a living God. And I believe our God is not the God who loved people once and no longer does. We heard the God of Christmas who were with Mary and Joseph, who guided the Magi, and who sent angel to the shepherd. The God who loved those people is the same God who loves me and you, us and them, all the time. And I believe God will love the next generations, maybe more. In John 3:16, as Jesus said, God so loved the world, so God gave his Son. I believe that is really true. And do you believe God loves you. God loves you and me. And God was there each of our stories in 2023, even the story was neither our favorite nor God's. One of true meanings of this Christmas season is anticipation. If nothing good happened in your life, at least you are still hopeful or waiting for that. That's the meaning of anticipation. This season teaches us to await coming of hope, joy, peace, and love, and also to Christ. To some of you, 2023 was just a year of waiting, a time of anticipation of success, a new job, a new life, new relationship, or new school, or recovery, or reconciliation. We can read a story of anticipation in the Gospels of the Christmas story, especially Luke chapter 2. It is a story of Simeon. He's waiting. His anticipation was done, fulfilled when Jesus was born and showed up in front of his eyes in this chapter. Here, let me read his words from Peterson's Message Bible. O God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace as you promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see, a God revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory of your people, Israel. Here Simeon seemed to be one who anticipated coming a Messiah for a lifetime. And he was getting older, he felt his body was weakening, and he's anxiously awaiting Christ. To Simeon, Christ was his salvation. The birth of baby Jesus is God's proclamation for all people and their salvation. One day, Jesus came to his life. He came to face the baby Jesus in front of his eyes. It was a moment he dreamed for long, long times. And it is hard to imagine his joy in that moment. In that moment, he was deeply touched and moved and thrilled. He confessed that God finally released him in peace. Then he talked to the baby Jesus' parents, who were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them and said to Mary, "This child marks both the failure and recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted, the pain of a sword thrust through you. But the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are." Simeon is saying that Jesus is one who will reveal who you are to God. To some people, it is a blessing. It is salvation. To some others, it is a very unpleasant thing and fearful thing. And that's the true meaning of Emmanuel. Jesus is good news to some people. They will find redemption and recovery in Christ. And Jesus is bad news to some people. He will reveal what is wrong, what is misunderstood, and what has failed. In Jesus, we can find first our false self and real self. The Spirit of God he sends us will help us look in the mirror, embrace our realness. Is yourself who you really are, one created in the image of God? Or are you one in which the world wants to see you? We'll explore more about these things in our next sermon series in January. Here by Simeon's words in Luke's gospel, I come to look at myself and think about how Christ became my salvation in year 2023. As I mentioned, I believe a living God who speaks here and now. God spoke to me through many occasions in 2023. God spoke to you and me when we got together here at Plantwoods Worship, whether you are here or online. As Jesus used parables and stories to teach his disciples, so God spoke to us through our stories, our sermon series here at Plantwoods. Do you remember how many sermon series we had this 2023? Maybe once a month, right? We got 12 sermon series. To me, it's like 12 parables at Plantwoods. What have you heard from them? And what was your favorite story? Here I want to just quickly, briefly summarize what we heard. God nudged us with the story of Ruth in January. Ruth is one of four women named in genealogy of Jesus. His birth and life dwelling with us are due in part to this Moabite woman, Ruth. Her story is unlikely in every sense of the word, only death of spouse, famine, and poverty. Her life seemed to be over. There was little hope for a future for her, much less a legacy. She hit a wall as a young woman, and quite simply, hard to start all over from scratch. Her courage, her faith, her caring heart spoke to us about how we can write our future in the life of uncertainty. In the following month, a new Plantwoods vision and mission and values were proclaimed. Your pastors and leaders prayerfully spoke out what kind of church we want to be. What we want our community to see in us, and how we want to reflect the light and love of Jesus to the world around us. During the Lent, we reflected on how Jesus is the light of the world, bread of life, good shepherd, the door, the true vine, way, truth, and life. Then we had a wonderful Easter service. In April series was one of the most interesting sermon series. The title was Things the Bible Never Said. So we distinguished that the half-truths of modern-day folk wisdom and things Bible really said. Summer was a time of learning and growing. We learned about the God, the Holy Spirit, and we studied the root of faith in Methodist tradition, and also the meaning of parables was reinterpreted. In the end of summer, we heard what is valued in our faith community, why invitation, belonging, curiosity, courage are valued and matters here at Plantwoods for the faith growth. In September, God spoke to us how to take care of our community, household, creation, and self. In October, the story of Moses was revisited. I don't know if you remember that wonderful graphics. In November, we reflect the Lord's Prayer. And then finally, in the season of Advent and Christmas, through the story of Christmas, God invited us to finding joy and making room for joy together. I truly believe God spoke to us through these stories. That's how God speaks to us here and now. God is not the author of the Bible, wrote 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, and then nothing's done. God still speaks to us. It's really hard to catch it in our life if we don't pay attention to. Jesus always invited people to his community. Following Jesus was to be with the people of faith, work with them, and learn with them. We believe God invited us to this Plantwoods faith community, all those work of Holy Spirit here in our faith community. And the Spirit of God speaks to us when we gather together. So Spirit of God speaks to us to invite all people into full life together in Jesus Christ. Because we believe Jesus is a God revealing light. In him, you and I can behold the full life for each of us. So what is full life? What does it look like? Full life is not a life everything goes well, every wish made. It is a life which matters to yourself, your people, your family, and your friends, and also to God. Full life in Christ means God is with us even in our most difficult times in life. Full life in Christ is a life which we find ourselves become more generous, more patient, more loving, more courageous because we follow Jesus, because he is with us. Full life in Christ makes us kind to ourselves as well as one another. It makes our life, it makes our world more beautiful, peaceful, and just. Also, it is to reveal our prejudices, shortcomings, mistakes, and failure, evil thought, injustice in our community, because he is a God revealing light. In Luke 2, Simeon talked to Joseph and Mary about it, the passage I read earlier. This child marks both the failure and recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted, a pain of sword thrust through you, but the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are. Faith in God, full life in Christ, must be a humble journey. Because we know nobody is perfect. We just seek humbly to grow in thoughts, word, and deed daily in Christ. I'd like to conclude this message with one of prayers we heard often in worship this year. It's a Wesleyan covenant prayer. You already received this card when you came in. The one side has our QR code and the other side has Wesley covenant prayer. I'd like to invite you to read this prayer with me together, the words on the screen this time, as a reminder of your relationship with God. And you are in God. You are God's, and God is yours. And also, after this message and after a couple of songs, we invite you to the time of remember your baptism. When you come, you will also have a moment of remembering the meaning of your baptism in this service. Let's have this covenant prayer together. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, and place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you, or set aside for you. Praise for you and criticize for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely, fully surrender all things to glory and service. And now, who wonderful and holy God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you are mine, I am yours, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we believe you invite us to full life in Christ. It seems to be the most meaningful and challenging, rewarding life to all of us. We walked on it in year 2023. And thank you for all things you have done for us and with us. And now we are ready to walk in 2024. We assume new challenges, new changes, and new life is waiting. And we believe you will be there for each of us, each moment when we walk humbly in Christ. In Christ we pray. Amen.